This ministry content is brought to you by the partners of Terry Savelle Foy Ministries.
If you're in a season of getting out of debt, don't expect it to be easy. Expect short-term hard work will lead to long-term easy fulfillment. You have to work, you have to fight, you have to push. Hey, I'm Terry Savelle Foy, your cheerleader of dreams. Okay, I'm getting really personal in this video today. And if you're not my age, dealing with menopause, this is still going to help you with whatever dream or goal that you're struggling with. Whether it's weight loss goal, or you're frustrated that nothing's working, or reducing your debt that looks so discouraging, or saving money that looks like it's going to take forever. I promise this is going to help you stop struggling and reach your goals faster. Let me explain. So at the time of this video, I'm 54 years old, and I'm apparently still getting through menopause. I don't even know when it ends, but anyway, I have just, you know, worked out consistently for over 20 years. You probably know my story of changing my daily routine in 2002 by developing success habits behind the scenes, in private, and it truly led to God promoting me in public. And of course, it's all in my brand new book, The Alone Advantage, which I'll tell you about later. But you are going to want to get the free download this week. I chose a chapter from my new book called Five Things Successful People Quit. Because I know when you read these things, you're going to identify with one or more, and it's stopping you from reaching your goals. So that's my gift to you this week, is a free chapter. Just click the link in the description and get this free chapter from my brand new book. And the chapters are really short, so it's quick. Well, one of my five daily habits is exercise, and I have literally never stopped since 2002. My husband can tell you, whether it's weightlifting or resistance bands in the kitchen or walking my dog Beauregard, I do something every single day, and it's kept me in pretty good shape, decent shape. Anyway, going through menopause, my body drastically changed, not for the good. I gained 10 pounds at the most, around 15 pounds more than I like to be. Now, for some people, that may not sound like much, but just hear me out. Because no matter what the number is, it can be very frustrating when it doesn't change and you're not happy with how you look or feel. So I did what I always do. I kept working out, ate exactly the same, made my positive declarations, and spoke God's word over my body. Nothing changed. Then I would just get mad and I would think, I'm not going to starve myself. This is stupid. What is the problem? Then I would eat salads and no desserts, and literally nothing would change, maybe 1 pound. And it felt like no matter what I tried, it would not work. It was the most frustrating season. And of course, during this phase, I was blessed with the honor of being on the cover of a magazine. Awesome. They did a photo shoot. I don't even want y'all to look at that. I felt so unattractive. When the magazine came out, I just wanted to cry. I was grateful, but I was embarrassed and frustrated and discouraged. And I promise this video is going to get better. So one day last summer, I was reading this story from Roy Vaden about cows and buffaloes. Now listen to this. The way buffaloes and cows respond to storms has some powerful lessons for us. Cows, think about this. When a storm approaches from the west, cows respond in a very predictable way. They know the storm is coming, so they head east to try to outrun the storm. The only problem is cows are not real fast, right? So they see the storm coming and they turn and try to outrun it. Well, not knowing any better, they keep on running. They're not fast, but instead of outrunning the storm, they actually end up running with the storm, maximizing their exposure to the storm. So you get it? The storm's coming. They try to outrun it, and it just stays on top of them. What's interesting is buffalo. What they do is truly unique. They wait for this storm to cross right over the peak of a mountaintop, and as it arrives, all of a sudden, they turn and they charge directly into the storm. Well, by running into the storm, they run straight through it as the storm passes overhead, which minimizes the amount of pain they experience. Makes sense, right? So think about it. They both encountered storms, but the ones who face it head on get through it faster. So Rory was saying that facing the storm is not about doing things the hardest way possible. It's about doing the hardest things as soon as possible so you can get to your goal quicker. Now, I hope this helps you because it helped me so much. So I began to learn this powerful mindset shift about losing weight, saving money, reaching goals, and it's this. Go short-term hard to have long-term easy. Go short-term hard to have long-term easy. Now, like I said, I hope this helps you as much as it helped me because it changed everything. So first, what I'm basically saying is this. Don't expect your goals to be easy. Like, get that ingrained. Estee Lauder said, I never dreamed about success. I worked for it. Vidal Sassoon said, the only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. Well, the Bible says it like this. A dream comes about with much business and painful effort. Did you hear that? That's Ecclesiastes 5:3. Painful effort. I don't like that verse at all. So I began to learn about two things that hold you back from your goals, and it could be this. Number one, entitlement. I thought, entitlement? I don't have that. I have always worked hard for my dreams. But I found out it's an attitude of this. I shouldn't have to work this hard. Okay, number two is comparison. Looking at other people and thinking, they don't have to work this hard. I mean, don't you ever look at others who aren't having to work as hard and they seem to just succeed? You've heard that phrase that comparison is not only the thief of joy, but I want you to know it's the death of progress. You cannot compare your journey with someone else's. I think about Joyce Meyer, how she said she and her husband Dave both smoked cigarettes for years. And Dave just prayed for God to take away the craving. The next day, never picked up another cigarette. Not Joyce. She prayed and struggled and prayed and struggled and craved it and gave into the temptations. It was misery. She said she was laying in the back seat of a car outside of a church with the windows cracked, laying there smoking. Probably looked like the car was on fire. But she finally got free. Well, now she knows God was preparing her to be able to identify with people struggling so she could reach them. Joel Osteen said this. He said, if God hasn't changed your situation, He's using the situation to change you. There's something God wants you to get out of this. So don't compare your journey with someone else's. For example, you know, you may have a YouTube channel and it's not growing. And you may look at ours and think, it's not fair. My content is better than hers. My voice is better than hers. Why are we not at 40 million views or whatever? I get it. But you know what? I have been doing this for 15 years. Every single week. But I could look at someone like Michael Todd and think, I've been doing these videos longer than him and he has hundreds of millions of views. He has 2 New York Times best-selling books. Don't compare your journey, your assignment with anyone else, but also don't expect it to be easy. And while we're at it, would you subscribe to my channel? I'm not trying to beat Michael Todd. I just get so encouraged when I know these videos are making a difference in your life. And when you subscribe, it lets me know, keep going, Terry. So I want to say thank you for doing that. And also, real quick, if this topic today resonates with you, I really want you to get my brand new book, The Alone Advantage, because making these shifts is vital to you doing what God has put in your heart to do. And the shifting takes place behind closed doors. See, God is the one who transforms you from the inside out, and it's never in front of people. He gives you grace to change your habits, to elevate your mindset, to do what you could never do on your own. There's no way I could do what I'm doing today without God's help. It's the advantage. So go deeper than just this video today. Get your copy of The Alone Advantage by going to thealoneadvantage.com or just click the link in the description and get started on these habits behind closed doors. So I began to learn this simple shift in my mindset. Number one, stop expecting it to be easy. Number two, stop comparing your journey with what others are doing. And number three, go short-term hard to have long-term easy. So in my situation with losing weight, stop expecting it to be easy to lose the menopause weight. Or you shouldn't have to work this hard because they don't and they look amazing. Stop complaining about how hard it is. Stop wishing you could do what you used to do to stay in shape. It doesn't work anymore. So stop. What you're doing is not working. I had to tell myself that. Start doing something different. And then I said, I'm going to go short-term hard to have long-term easy, just like a buffalo. I decided to just charge into that menopause storm for 30 days. But I literally got a 30-day calendar page, and I began learning from others about the power of intermittent fasting. And I said, I'm going to change my workout. I'm going to do intermittent fasting for 30 days and change my workout. Go short-term hard to have long-term easy. So I started the first morning by going to the gym instead of doing lots of cardio. I decided I'm going to do 45 minutes of weight training, a little bit bigger than these, and 15 minutes of cardio. Then I moved it up to 1 hour of weight training and just 10 minutes of cardio before I'd run out the door. And I wouldn't eat for 16 to 18 hours. It was hard at first, but my body got used to it, and I drank a ton of water. But then I started really enjoying trying new things at the gym, like literally loving going to the gym again like I used to. And I'm not saying that this will work for everyone, but in my case, changing those two things, intermittent fasting, working out differently, plus changing my mindset about working harder. Literally in 30 days, I lost 10 pounds of menopause weight that I struggled with for almost 2 years off and on. Short-term hard equals long-term easy. For example, let me say like this. If you're in a season of getting out of debt, don't expect it to be easy. Expect short-term hard work will lead to long-term easy fulfillment. You have to work. You have to fight. You have to push. In fact, I heard a guy say he had over $45,000 of debt, and he made getting out of debt his number one priority. He got on a budget, saving every single penny, working constantly overtime, making extra sales calls, pushing it to the max until one day, he said, 2 years later, I looked up and I was free. He said, for the rest of my life, I will be free. For the rest of my life, I can go out to eat if I want. I can buy what I want. I can do what I want as long as I paid with cash because I'm free. So bottom line is it had to be extra intense for a short period of time, but now he enjoys it for a lifetime. Tim Tebow said, I don't want to get to heaven and be well rested. I want to get to heaven exhausted because I fought for my dreams, right? So I hope this helps you today. Of course, there's so much more I want to say to help you make this shift, but you can get your copy of The Alone Advantage by clicking the link in the description or go to thealoneadvantage.com. Start investing in this new mindset. And remember, I'm cheering you on to live your dreams.
Whatever your unique God-given dream is, Terry Savelle Foy's new book, The Alone Advantage, reveals what successful people do in private to prepare and achieve the dreams in their heart. Discover how you can wake up with vision, live each day with purpose, and experience God's promotion in your life. As you read, you'll get the 10 behind-the-scenes habits that drive crazy success and receive practical, faith-filled keys to find your purpose, hear God's voice, and live your dreams. Plus, you'll also get a copy of this quality gratitude journal to record your thankfulness and keep your heart open to receive the blessings and abundance God has for you. This must-have package will transform your mind and propel you to fulfill your destiny. Call or go online today to request The Alone Advantage along with the Gratitude Journal, available for a limited time. Call toll-free at 1-800-795-5597 or visit us online at terry.com. Order now and discover your Alone Advantage today.